Welcome to the book, The Five Love Languages, authored by Dr. Gary Chapman of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And now let's continue with The Five Love Languages.
We have long known that physical touch is a way of communicating emotional love. Numerous research projects in the area of child development have made that conclusion. Babies who are held, hugged, and kissed develop a healthier emotional life than those who are left for long periods of time without physical contact. Physical touch is also a powerful vehicle for communicating marital love. Holding hands, kissing, embracing, and sexual intercourse are all ways of communicating emotional love to one's spouse. For some individuals, physical touch is their primary love language. Without it, they feel unloved. With it, their emotional tank is filled, and they feel secure in the love of their spouse. The old-timers used to say, "The way to a man's heart is through his stomach." Many a man has been fattened for the kill by a woman who believed this philosophy. The old-timers, of course, were not thinking of the physical heart, but of man's romantic center. It would be more accurate to say, the way to some men's heart is through their stomachs. I remember the husband who said, "Dr. Chapman, my wife is a gourmet cook. She spends hours in the kitchen. She makes these elaborate meals. Me? I'm a meat and potatoes man. I tell her she's wasting her time. I like simple food. She gets hurt and says I don't appreciate her. I do appreciate her. I just wish she would make it easy on herself and not spend so much time with elaborate meals. Then we would have more time together, and she would have the energy to do some other things." Obviously, other things were closer to his heart than fancy foods. That man's wife was a frustrated lover. In the family in which she grew up, her mother was an excellent cook, and her father appreciated her efforts. She remembers hearing her father say to her mother, "When I sit down to meals like this, it's so easy for me to love you." Her father was a wellspring of positive comments to her mother about her cooking. In private and in public, he praised her culinary skills. That daughter learned well from her mother's model. The problem is that she is not married to her father. Her husband has a different love language. In my conversation with this husband, it didn't take long to discover that other things, to him, meant sex. When his wife was sexually responsive, he felt secure in her love. But when, for whatever reason, she withdrew from him sexually, all her culinary skills could not convince him that she really loved him. He did not object to the fancy meals, but in his heart, they could never substitute for what he considered to be love. Sexual intercourse, however, is only one dialect in the love language of physical touch. Of the five senses, touching, unlike the other four, is not limited to one localized area of the body. Tiny tactile receptors are located throughout the body. When these receptors are touched or pressed, nerves carry impulses to the brain. The brain interprets these impulses as we perceive that the thing that is touched is warm or cold, hard or soft. It causes pain or pleasure. We may also interpret it as loving or hostile. In fact, physical touch can make or break a relationship. It can communicate hate or love. To the person whose primary love language is physical touch, the message will be far louder than the words, "I hate you," or "I love you." A slap in the face is detrimental to any child, but it is devastating to a child whose primary love language is touch. A tender hug communicates love to any child, but it shouts love to the child whose primary love language is physical touch. The same is true of adults. In marriage, the touch of love may take many forms. Since touch receptors are located throughout the body, lovingly touching your spouse almost anywhere can be an expression of love. That does not mean that all touches are created equal. Some will bring more pleasure to your spouse than others. Your best instructor is your spouse, of course. After all, she is the one you are seeking to love. She knows best what she perceives as a loving touch. Don't insist on touching her in your way and in your time. learn to speak her love dialect. Your spouse may find some touches uncomfortable or irritating. To insist on continuing those touches is to communicate the opposite of love. It is saying that you are not sensitive to her needs and that you care little about her perceptions of what is pleasant. Don't make the mistake of believing that the touch that brings pleasure to you will also bring pleasure to her. Love touches may be explicit and demand your full attention, such as a back rub or sexual foreplay culminating in intercourse. On the other hand, love touches may be implicit and require only a moment, such as putting your hand on his shoulder as you pour a cup of coffee, or rubbing your body against him as you pass in the kitchen. Explicit love touches obviously take more time, not only in actual touching, but in developing your understanding of how to communicate love to your spouse this way. If a back massage communicates love loudly to your spouse, then the time, money, and energy you spend in learning this skill will be well invested. If sexual intercourse is your mate's primary dialect, reading and discussing the art of sexual lovemaking will enhance your expression of love. Implicit love touches require little time but much thought, especially if physical touch is not your primary love language and if you did not grow up in a touching family. Sitting close to each other on the couch as you watch your favorite television program requires no additional time but may communicate your love loudly. Touching your spouse as you walk through the room where he is sitting takes only a moment. Touching each other when you leave the house, or again when you return, may involve only a brief kiss or hug, but will speak volumes to your spouse. Once you discover that physical touch is the primary love language of your spouse, you are limited only by your imagination on ways to express love. Of course, there are appropriate and inappropriate ways to touch members of the opposite sex in every society. The recent attention to sexual harassment has highlighted the inappropriate ways. Within marriage, however, what is appropriate and inappropriate touching is determined by the couple themselves within certain broad guidelines. This age is characterized as the age of sexual openness and freedom. With that freedom, we have demonstrated that the open marriage, where both spouses are free to have sexual intimacies with other individuals, is fanciful. Those who do not object on moral grounds eventually object on emotional grounds. Something about our need for intimacy and love does not allow us to give our spouse such freedom. The emotional pain is deep, and intimacy evaporates when we are aware that our spouse is involved with someone else sexually. Counselors' files are filled with records of husbands and wives who are trying to grapple with the emotional trauma of an unfaithful spouse. That trauma, however, is compounded for the individual whose primary love language is physical touch. That for which he longs so deeply, love expressed by physical touch, is now being given to another. His emotional love tank is not only empty, it has been riddled by an explosion. It will take massive repairs for those emotional needs to be met. Now a word about the relationship of crises and physical touch. Almost instinctively, in a time of crisis, we hug one another. Why? Because physical touch is a powerful communicator of love. In a time of crisis, more than anything, we need to feel loved. We cannot always change events, but we can survive if we feel loved. All marriages will experience crises. The death of parents is inevitable. Automobile accidents cripple and kill thousands each year. Disease is no respecter of persons. Disappointments are a part of life. The most important thing you can do for your mate in a time of crisis is to love him or her. If your spouse's primary love language is physical touch, nothing is more important than holding her as she cries. Your words may mean little, but your physical touch will communicate that you care. Crises provide a unique opportunity for expressing love. Your tender touches will be remembered long after the crisis has passed.